Imagine this, you're climbing out of Kalispell, Montana, on a clear September morning. The Flathead Valley is still cool in the early light, and ahead the mountains are stacking up, ridge after ridge, until they run together into something that looks like the edge of the world. You ease into the canyon, the middle fork of the Flathead River is threading through the bottom, ice cold and clear, and the walls are coming up tight on both sides, pine and fir elk meadows dropping straight down to the water. Then, without warning, the canyon opens into something you were not ready for, a strip of mowed grass sitting in a wide mountain meadow, a log ranger cabin at one end, the Spotted Bear Range rising behind it, the whole scene looking like it fell out of a painting. You just found Schaefer Meadows. I'm not kidding. Once you've seen this place from the air, nothing else quite measures up. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. And today we are going all the way into the backcountry. We're talking about Schaefer Meadows, United States Forest Service Identifier 6 Sierra 6, one of the most breathtaking, most respected, and most demanding backcountry airstrips in the entire country. Sitting inside the Bob Marshall Wilderness in northwestern Montana, we're going to talk about what it takes to fly in there, the people who keep it alive, and why this tiny grass strip in the middle of 1 million acres of wilderness matters so much to the pilots who love it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story, AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start with the place itself, because you need to understand what the Bob Marshall Wilderness actually is before you can understand why a strip like Schaefer Meadows matters. The Bob covers over 1 million acres of the Northern Rockies in northwestern Montana, straddling the Continental Divide. It was designated as wilderness in 1940, named after the legendary conservationist Bob Marshall, who was also one of the founders of the Wilderness Society, one of the most remote, most rugged, most spectacular pieces of public land in the lower 48. No roads, no power lines, no development of any kind. If you're in the Bob, you are genuinely in it. The only way to reach the interior without spending days on horseback or a very long hike is by aircraft. And that is why the airstrips inside and along the borders of the Bob are not just fun destinations, they are lifelines. Schaefer Meadows is one of the oldest and most important of these strips. The United States Forest Service built and has maintained a ranger station at Schaefer since the 1930s. Back before the wilderness designation, this was a working outpost. Forest Service rangers lived and operated from there through fire season. They maintained trails, managed the forest, provided the kind of presence you need in a wilderness this size, and the airstrip was how they kept that station supplied, how they got people in and out when horses would have taken too long. Today, the ranger station is still there, still staffed seasonally, and the strip is still a primary means of access for Forest Service operations, search and rescue, fire suppression support, and for the volunteers and pilots who love this place now, the strip itself. Let me tell you what you're looking at. Roughly 2,700 feet of grass running northeast to southwest at an elevation of around 4,600 feet mean sea level. That density altitude matters. You're not getting sea level performance in this meadow. On a warm afternoon in July with a loaded airplane, your effective density altitude can climb significantly above that number on the chart. Always. Always calculate your performance numbers for the actual conditions of the day you're flying, not the conditions you were hoping for, the actual conditions. The approach is not technically extreme by backcountry standards, but it requires full attention. You're coming in up the creek drainage, there is terrain on both ends, and the grass surface can vary dramatically by season and by how much moisture that meadow has seen. A strip that is firm and fast in late June can be soft and slow in early spring. The Flathead National Forest Spotted Bear Ranger District manages the strip, and they can tell you current surface conditions before you launch. Call them every single time and on that subject. Check your notices to air missions before every trip. Your NOTAMs, Schaefer Meadows, gets closed. Wildlife concerns, fire activity, seasonal conditions, surface damage from weather events. The Forest Service has the authority to close it, and they will when the situation demands it. Do not find that out when you're 10 miles out. Check, call the district, then go in. Now, what does it actually take to land here? The backcountry community and most backcountry flight schools categorize strips by difficulty. Schaefer Meadows falls into what the Recreational Aviation Foundation, or RAF, typically calls an intermediate strip. Not a beginner strip, not a survival strip, requiring a dedicated short takeoff and landing specialist, but not something you fly into casually in an unprepared airplane either. A well-equipped, properly flown Piper Super Cub handles it comfortably. An American Champion Husky with appropriate tires. A Cub Crafters Carbon Cub. A Kit Fox aircraft built for this environment with big tires, honest, slow flight capability, and enough power-to-weight ratio to give you real options if something changes on short final and you need to go around. Can a Cessna 172 land at Schaefer Meadows? In some conditions, yes. Should an inexperienced pilot attempt it solo without a thorough backcountry checkout? Absolutely not. And here's the thing. The airplane is almost never the limiting factor in backcountry flying. The pilot is the gap between what an aircraft can theoretically do and what a pilot can reliably execute. In unexpected conditions is exactly where backcountry accidents happen. Get a checkout. I'm going to keep saying this because it is the most important thing in this conversation. There are excellent backcountry flight schools in Montana and Idaho that teach exactly this kind of flying. They will put you in the right aircraft, take you to the right strips, and build your skills in a logical, methodical progression. The checkout is not a bureaucratic obstacle. It is the foundation of everything you need to be safe in the backcountry. Invest in it. Take it seriously. Let me tell you about the volunteers, because this is where the story gets genuinely extraordinary. The Friends of the Bob Marshall Wilderness and the Recreational Aviation Foundation both organize volunteer fly-ins into Schaefer Meadows and other strips throughout the Bob and the surrounding wilderness complex. These are events where pilots fly in supplies, hand tools, chainsaw fuel, and volunteers who are going to spend a week doing real physical work. Trail maintenance, cabin repairs, bridge work, drainage clearing, the kind of labor that keeps the backcountry accessible for the hikers and horseback riders and other pilots who come after them, and the only practical way to move people and gear deep into a wilderness this size quickly enough to make a week's work worth the effort is by air. I have talked to pilots who have participated in these fly-ins, and the word that comes up over and over is purpose. Yes, you're getting to fly into one of the most stunning places in North America, but you're flying in 2x4s and a chainsaw and 4 volunteers who are going to go fix a washed out trail. That changes the experience in a fundamental way. You're not just an enthusiast. You're part of the supply chain for wilderness stewardship. You're the reason that trail gets repaired this season. That is a different feeling from a fun $100 hamburger run, and pilots who have done it say there is nothing quite like it. And the crowd that shows up for this work, you have to see it. Super Cubs with Tundra tires and hand-painted registration numbers, Huskies that have been into so many strips, the paint is worn around the wing struts, brand new carbon cubs fresh from the factory next to ancient tailwheel workhorses with so many years of backcountry time that the pilots stopped counting, kit planes that somebody spent 3 years building in a garage and are now doing real work in real wilderness. The pilots are just as diverse old hands who have been flying the Bob for 30 years. Younger pilots who just got their backcountry checkout last season and can barely contain how excited they are to be here. Families who fly together, land together, sleep under the stars in a meadow so remote that the Milky Way looks like something from a different planet. I talked to a pilot, a retired firefighter from Missoula, who has been flying a 1962 Super Cub for over 2 decades, who has been into Schaefer more times than he can easily count. He said this strip has changed on him more than once. A wet spring can alter the drainage, shift the soft spots, change your rollout entirely. He said the pilots who get in trouble in backcountry flying are the ones who treat a familiar strip like a solved problem. His phrase was, every trip is your first trip. And the way he said it, you could tell he meant it down to the ground. That is the wisdom you get from pilots who have logged real time in these mountains, the deep earned respect for an environment that does not offer second chances the way a paved runway does. Now, let me tell you about what happens after you shut down. The world gets very quiet. That is not a cliche. The Bob Marshall Wilderness has a sound to it that is unlike anywhere I have been. No traffic, no machinery, the wind in the pines, the creek birds. That is your soundtrack now. If you are there in September, the aspens are turning, the elk are in rut. You can hear bulls boogling out in the meadow at dawn. This ancient wild sound rolling across the valley, and you are standing next to your airplane with frost on the grass and the mountains catching the first light. And whatever you left behind, back home, the noise, the schedule, the traffic, it is gone. The wilderness has a way of reordering everything. The nearest services to Schaefer Meadows are back out in the Flathead Valley, Hungry Horse, Columbia Falls, Whitefish, 60 to 70 nautical miles by air. You are self-sufficient when you go in. Fuel, food, water, shelter. You plan like the backcountry pilot you are. File a flight plan. Leave a detailed itinerary with a trusted contact who knows exactly who to call if they do not hear from you by a specific time. This is not dramatic. This is what competent backcountry pilots do every single time. The RAF has been one of the most vital advocacy organizations for strips like Schaefer Meadows. They work with the Forest Service, with state agencies, with land management entities across the country to keep backcountry strips open, maintained, and available for pilots who come after us. They have saved strips that were on the verge of permanent closure. They have funded improvements that extended the working life of airstrips that would otherwise have been abandoned to the brush. If you fly backcountry or if you want to fly backcountry, membership in the RAF is not optional in my book. It is the organization out there fighting to keep these places alive. One more thing about the culture, because the backcountry flying community has a specific ethic that is worth naming out loud. You are a guest in the wilderness. You do not leave anything behind. You pack it in, you pack it out. You're aware of wildlife because Schaefer Meadows sits in grizzly country, and that is a genuine operational consideration, not a dramatic one. You treat the strip carefully because you know the volunteer who showed up on a Saturday with a lawnmower to keep that grass cut and maintained for you. You take the checkout, you build skills incrementally, you fly within your actual limits and not the limits you're performing for someone watching. That ethic matters more now than it ever has. Backcountry flying is growing. More pilots are discovering these strips. More people are buying capable backcountry aircraft. That growth is not inherently a problem, but it means the stewardship conversation has to keep pace. The worst possible outcome for a place like Schaefer Meadows is becoming a destination for pilots who are not ready for it. Get the checkout, build the skills, fly with someone who knows these strips before you go in solo, join the RAF, volunteer for a fly-in, and when you're finally flying up that Middle Fork drainage with the canyon walls climbing on both sides and that meadow opening up in front of you, and you put it down on the grass and roll out and cut the engine, and the wilderness just settles back around you like it was waiting for you to be quiet for a minute. That moment is worth everything you put into getting there. My thanks to the Recreational Aviation Foundation at theraf.org, the Flathead National Forest Spotted Bear Ranger District, and the Montana Backcountry Pilots who shared their time and their stories. Find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Ramp. Go earn the approach.